Ernie, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are out of debt and out of trouble. A situation rare indeed for them. And so once again, they turn their attention to the activities of their long-possessed and much-ignored Jotham Down Store and Library. As we look at our little community today, we find the old fellows in this venerable establishment. Lum is checking up on the stock.
You ain't either, Abner. I just noticing something. Look how all our shelves are starting to look.
Now, Lum, don't start that again now. I dusted every single shelf in this store this morning. Most of them anyway.
I don't mean that. I mean, look how empty they look.
Oh, yes.
With all this racing and everything, it just looks like we're going out of business.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to set it up some new line of goods to put in the store.
Maybe we ought to.
I don't know exactly what it'd be, though.
No.
Ain't many things you can get nowadays.
No, you're right. How about putting in them music rolls on for player pianos? Them's always good.
No, there ain't but two player pianos in the whole town. One at the church and one at Sister Simpson's boarding house.
Yeah.
We couldn't make enough to sell them to them two.
No, I reckon not. I sure do love them things, though.
Besides, I believe their player pianos starting to go out of style anyway.
Kid.
Was that our ring a minute ago there?
I don't know. Might have been. I never paid no attention. I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down store and library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, no. Mouse ain't been here all day, Gussie. Lieutenant. No honesty in here. Huh? Well, all right. He comes in. I'll tell him. Yes, Mom. Uh-huh. Hey, goodbye, Gussie, Lieutenant.
Huh. Now she's coming, huh?
Yeah, I believe she's hopping mad, too. Leastways, she sure sounds that way.
Oh, yeah. Still want you to call her Lieutenant, huh?
Oh, yeah, incest on it. Yeah, I called her Gussie, and she called my hand on it, said it was Lieutenant.
What is she Lieutenant of? I never did know.
Oh, some of this woman's war business of some kind. I don't know.
She was mad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what was she mad about, did she say?
I don't know. She never said. I could just tell the way she talked. She was mad. Just said she wanted after to call home the minute he come in here. If he
call home,
huh? Yeah.
Now she must have sneaked out.
Just about.
She generally keeps him inside the house doing all the kitchen work.
Yeah, poor fella, he ain't hardly been outdoors since she died up to that woman's army, whatever day she's a lieutenant in.
You know, I don't like to see Mouse again treated that way, though.
No, sir, me neither, Lum. He's a nice fella. And no fella ought to have to do a woman's work. Just ain't legal, I don't think.
Mouse ought to stand up and tell her who the master is.
Well, she already knows who the master is, Lum. She's been at ever since they got married.
Well, what I mean, he ought to start being the master himself.
Oh?
Tell her that from now on, he's going to run things. And if she don't like it, she can just get out. That's what I'd tell her.
I don't know, Lum. I don't believe it'd be safe telling a woman like Gussie them things. I know I wouldn't try it at my place.
Jenny, that would.
Well, I don't think Mossy ever would, though. He ain't the type, Lum.
No, you're right about that. He's a little bit too much like his name, I think.
Yeah. Just about what's wrong with him. Just say about him.
But I reckon we can't worry about his troubles. We'll have to work them out for himself.
No, sure.
We've got troubles of our own to worry about.
Well, wait a minute. What troubles we got, Lum?
Well, even troubles about the, let's see now. I don't believe we got none.
Well, I can't think of any.
I reckon I got so used to having us being in some kind of trouble that when we ain't none, just seems like there's something wrong.
Yeah, well, I believe we can get it in some. We try it. No, I say we don't want to get none, do we?
Of course not.
No.
From now on, things are going to be different, too. I can tell you that. We're going to have a clean slate.
My dog is on for it from now. Clean slate.
Yeah.
You mean a slate like the right turns on with a piece of chalk?
It's on account of the slate I know of.
And you say we're going to keep it clean, huh?
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, now, Lum, what's the use of spending the money to buy a slate if we're just going to keep it clean? As long as we're getting one, we might as well write stuff on it.
No, I never meant we were going to go out and buy a slate and not write on it.
No, I must have misunderstood you, then. What was you aiming to write on?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, come on now, tell me, what's you going to write on it, Lum?
Henry, ain't you ever heard of that old Eddard Sands?
Oh, that's what you're going to put on it, huh? Write old Eddard Sands is on it and stand it up in the window where folks can see it. Well, that's a good idea, good idea. I believe I'll make up some old Peabody Sands and put them on it, too. Let's see now.
Henry, I ain't going to write no old Eddard Sands on it.
Huh? You ain't?
Of course not.
Well, I say, let's not get the slate then, Lum. There's no use cluttering up the store with a lot of stuff we ain't going to use. So I just give a man wants folks to save their monies nowadays, not go out and spend it on something you don't need. No, I'm feared I've got to advise you not to get it, Lum.
All right, I won't get it then.
Sure.
That'll settle this silly argument.
Well, that's better. So it's just a lucky thing we got me around the store here to keep things running on a sensible base.
Yeah, ain't it, though?
I don't know how we'd ever get along without them. I know the drunk look. There comes Mouthy up out there. Mouthy.
Oh, him.
I'm glad I ain't here. She's mad at that woman.
You don't know what he's up against.
Oh, no, he better not go home.
Yeah, well, howdy, Mouthy.
Hello, Lon. Mouthy.
I believe you better get for home, Mouthy. You know what's good for you.
Yeah, Gussie called up here just a little bit ago for you, Mouthy.
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant called, did you?
Yeah, and she wants you to call over at the place, too, just as quick as you come in the store. But to be honest, Mouthy, according to how head she sounded, I believe if I was you, I'd just get on home and talk to her.
Well, no, sir, I believe I'd rather call her up, Edna, if you don't mind.
Well, it might be safer at that. She can't reach you with a telephone, can she?
Oh, sir, I thought about that, Mom. Is it all right with you if I use the phone a minute?
Well, sure, go ahead. Just be careful with it, though.
Yes, sir, thank you very much.
I'd stand back a little way from the phone, though, if I was you, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mousy, we were just talking about you today, and we decided that you ought to tell Gussie where to head.
Just a minute, Mom. Hello? A lieutenant, dear? Well, now, wait, Gussie. Well, yes, Mom, but... Yes, but now listen, Lieutenant. Well, just a minute, Lieutenant. Let me talk for a minute. I have some things that I want to say to you. Yes, sir. Well, I'll make it short. Well, here it is. Gussie, you can just go jump in the lake.
Huh?
What did I hear you say, Mousy?
I believe I told Gussie to go jump in the lake.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. I never thought I'd live to see this day.
Me neither.
Aye, Granny's Mousy put her there. Good for you.
Yes, sir, good for you. That's our time. I don't be waiting in here, though.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm feared that was a bad mistake. Oh, you oughtn't to have did that, Mousy. You oughtn't to have did it.
Why oughtn't
it? Why, of course, he really has got himself in trouble now, Lum. You don't understand these things. That's because you're a bachelor, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fiddle prattle.
Why, that Gussie, as mad as she is, she'll more likely come right down here to this door with a baseball bat and take in after Mousy.
I don't care. Let her come.
That's the way I like to hear you talk, Mousy.
Mousy, she can't hurt me anymore. And I'll tell you, things are going to change, Mom.
Well, good. It's about time they change.
Yes, sir.
Have you told her you're going to be the master at the house now?
Well, no, sir, I haven't exactly told her, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not doing any more housework, I know that.
That's the time.
No more scrubbing and crocheting for me. I'm not taking orders from Gussie any longer.
Granny's Mousy, you're more of a man than I ever figured you was.
Well, sir, I know this is the happiest day of my life. Oh, I'm just the happier and hardly... keep myself under control.
Yeah, I can see you going all to pieces there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what gave you the courage to do this, Mousy? What's come over you all of a sudden, anyway?
Well, it's just something that's happened to a lot of married men these days, Lum.
Yeah, but it don't last long, old Mousy. all over just as quick as your woman gets a hold of you again.
I don't believe it'll be that way with Nancy, though. He's a courageous young fella. She just never noticed before, so. Exactly what was it that changed your mind, Nancy? Did you just all of a sudden decide you wasn't going to put up with it no longer?
Well, not exactly that, Ron.
Well, what was it then? Come on, tell us. This is interesting.
Well, there are several things. First, just that I'm naturally a brave man, I guess.
Yeah.
And second, I'm the type of man that was born to be a leader, I believe, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, well, it was the early training that I received from my mother. You know, my mother, she's a lady blacksmith up in Iowa.
Yeah, I know. She seems just like a father, too.
That she does. That she does.
And them were the things that made you get up enough courage to tell Gussie to jump in the lake, huh?
Yes. Well, those and one other little reason.
Another little reason, huh? Yeah. What was that, Matthew?
Well, here, I'll just read you a poem that I wrote this morning. That'll explain it, Ron.
A poem, huh?
Yes, you see, I wrote this. I'm going to mail it to Gussie. Just listen to this. Lieutenant Gussie, dearest wife, whole wife so adored, no longer will I break my back or tub and scrubbing board. No longer will I mend your socks with ne'er a reward, nor sew on buttons on your smock, chores by me abhorred. I will not polish up your boots, nor shine up your sword. No longer folks will call me took, for I am now restored. At last I'm cutting, my dear miss, that heavy thick cord with which you bound me here to this psychopathic ward. Lieutenant Llewellyn Snavely Gray, that Tom, that yokel ignored, has just received a summons from his local draft board.